We haven't, it hasn't been the three of us in a minute. Oh, this is the cold open, by the way.
Oh,
it's happening. Things are happening now.
Oh, things are,
Yes,
yes.
yes.
Oh, it
We are
started? Oh,
live.
okay.
Oh, man. Have any of y'all seen K-Pop Demon Hunter?
No.
No, I've heard the song a whole bunch, though.
Oh, my God. I don't have to talk about it at all. But great. Moving on. There's several people who are like, you should watch it. And I'm like, I don't care. And then one night I was like, okay, let me watch it. And another hype thing. And I'm like, okay, there's hype.
That's fair.
Yeah. 100 episodes, y'all. Goddamn.
100.
And I helped.
You were there for the first 50.
Yeah.
Had
Wasn't
there
all
half
of
of it.
it,
Heather went from producer to co-host.
yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I love listening to the first. It's like starting a TV show over. You watch the first couple episodes and then it's like, I'll get to the rest later. And then when you
Right.
go back, you start over again. So I've listened to episodes like zero through six a couple of times.
Yeah.
So,
Same.
we were so primitive back then. And then we got better.
Yay. We love improvement.
Yeah. Love us. Doing great. I'm really glad that we could do this and things
And stuff.
and
And
stuff.
stuff. Let's go.
Oh, Heather, before we start, there was a smoke shop on my way to physical therapy called Smoke and Stuff, and I almost took a picture and was like, they stole our fucking idea. Not the smoke part, but the and
But the and
stuff.
stuff part, yeah.
Those bitches.
So rude.
Yeah. Don't need to clap to us because Zoom lines everything
We
up.
love.
Actually, let's clap for because it's good luck.
That
I don't want to jinx anything.
one time when we didn't end up doing clap and we didn't have enough audio going, and then we lost like 6 hours of recording about Star Wars.
My
Oh
gosh. No,
no.
it was the 90s. It was the Renaissance bracket.
Yeah.
I told John about that episode because I told him Carrie was going to be on the podcast and he had no idea who I was talking about. I was like, oh, Carrie's a secret character because her episode never came out.
Yeah.
No one knows who Carrie is.
Right. That's
All
amazing.
right. So, not jinx us. Clap test. Welcome to episode 100 of Disney Versus, the podcast where we have animated discussions about animated movies. I am Tori.
I'm Grace.
Wow. I'm Heather.
Ooh, that's good.
Right? Fancy this episode. Today we've reached a milestone that I didn't know if we were ever going to get here.
Me neither. Tori didn't know if I was gonna get here. That's really where we're at.
It's like that when someone ghosts you, it's like, are we still gonna?
Are we still gonna do that thing? Yes. Yes,
Yeah.
we are.
Sometime.
9 years, several hours of editing, several nights watching movies, and we are at episode 100.
Jesus, 9 years.
Yeah.
9 years. Happy anniversary.
Right.
Woo! By a few days.
Yeah. It was actually on Monday at time of recording. What do you guys remember from first couple of years? Like when we first started, all those years in Minnesota slash Chicago.
I don't understand how we did so much so fast because, like, the last few years haven't we've not been we haven't been recording that much, and that's totally okay. But we were cranking them out, and like that's when we had to watch all the movies.
Yup.
It's insane.
It was
Yeah.
the drive.
That's what it was. It was the newness of it all too. And I mean,
Yeah.
it's not that it's not, we don't still love it because it's not new anymore, but
Also depression.
also,
That
yes,
too.
less adulting back then because I had a job that was not strenuous at all. And Heather was in school. And Grace, were you in, you weren't in grad school then. You were still at...
No, I was still at Starbucks. I just started at Starbucks.
And hey, I'm still in school. Nothing's changed.
Heather is back in school. Yeah, I remember watching all those movies. And it was... And like I said, it was fresh. And watching a lot of those movies, some of them for the first time. I know both of you revisiting them after only having watched them once for me and just trying to be like analytical and like, what are we going to talk about with these movies? And when in the case of, what was it, Beauty and the Beast and Home on the Range, like, what are we going to, like, do we need to talk about either of these?
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that Home on the Range is a movie. Personally, it's so bad that it just doesn't exist in my mind.
as I was going through our staffing for the school today, I was looking back at the list of movies that we reviewed, and I was like, oh, yeah, some of those.
Yeah.
Honestly, thinking about it right now, that I didn't use anybody, but I could have used some Home on the Range characters as staff. Or teachers, really.
I wouldn't have remembered them.
There are some, and we'll get into it, there are a lot of like deep cuts and everything. But I will say, doing the podcast, I say it's been beneficial to me because that's what's compelled me to go out to cons and meet voice actors. Because it's given me a story to come back and tell on the podcast, but it's also like meeting your heroes that you grew up on, voices that you like, characters that you literally loved, and being able to tell them face to face, like, yeah, when I met friend of the podcast and my close personal friend Keith David, just like telling him, you were the first person that I knew your voice in other things. Mm-hmm. So just being able to give them their flowers in person and get a hug for it was, it's like, oh, this, I wouldn't have been able to do this if I hadn't been, you know, podcasting. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And before I forget, I want to thank both of you for going on this journey, because definitely wouldn't have done it without both of you, especially Heather not talking me out of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to talk you out of something that you, something that like you're passionate about. You know what I mean? Like,
no, quite the opposite. You were very like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. I feel like I'm very much a hype man. So if you're passionate about it, then I'm passionate about you being passionate about it. So absolutely.
And Grace, the actual brains of it all, just reminding me not to go too far.
Oh, and I did a terrible job of... Is that what I said? Oops.
You are the reason that I'm like, ooh, this episode is 2 hours. Does it need to be like in the latter, like in the later years? Like, ooh, let's get this below 90.
Yeah. And it's my mom who's like, podcast should be like 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay, well, it's not going to get down there, but.
Yeah. There's too much to talk about for it to be only 45.
We're too chatty.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have fun doing this. So.
Yes, we do.
Love y'all. I'll shout out all the guests that we've had too. Yeah. I think I have the picture that we, oh, I definitely do. The picture that we, the only time we've all recorded in the same spot when we did the Drunk Disney for Aladdin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have that picture that we took on my digital picture frame.
Ah, nice. Excellent. Yeah.
Let's give them episode 100. This is the part of the show where we bring up movies, TV shows, games, books, food that, you know, we've been enjoying. So I'll start with Heather. Heather, what you watching?
I'm watching YouTube videos about bones and skeletal muscles. And
I guess we should say, Heather, you've been gone a while. So what are you up to? Like, you say you're back in school. What the hell are you doing?
She's a murderer. She's studying murder.
Yeah, I'm studying murder. No, I'm studying to take pictures of bones. I have been working in the medical field for a little bit. And so now I am trying to go back to school so that I can be a radiology technologist.
Nice.
That is dope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So not murder.
I could take pictures of murder, but you wouldn't see any blood or anything. It would just be, you know, bones and organs.
Cool. Grace, what you watching?
I just finished Wednesday, which was
Ooh, how was it?
great.
Yeah,
Yeah, did you watch the
excellent.
first season at all?
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of it.
Okay. I like the first season. I like the second season a lot more, but Matt and I watched it over a long period of time. And I know we missed out on some things or forgot some things between episodes, so I'd like to go back and rewatch it in a tighter window. But yeah, that was really good. What else have I watched? We're gonna watch Thunderbolts after this, because I haven't seen that
Ooh.
yet. We're gonna do an outside movie. I watched Don't Worry, Darling again a couple weeks ago. That was great.
Is that the one with Florence
Florence
Pugh
Pugh,
and
yep. Harry Styles.
yeah.
Yep, and Chris
Gotcha.
Pine.
Oh, I forgot he's in that. My goodness.
Actually, I just got Samin Nosrat's new cookbook, Good Things, and so I'm reading through that, and it's really frustrating as a cookbook because it's not recipes aren't outlined like traditional recipes, but it's really fascinating as a read. So that's great. And very much her style. Her first cookbook, Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, was all about
Oh,
how to cook
yeah.
without using recipes. So that kind of makes sense. But
Yeah.
run it back. Whose cookbook?
Samin Nosrat. So she wrote a book 6 years ago, 6, 7 years ago, called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And then it was made into a
Netflix series.
Netflix, yeah, a Netflix
And she was like basically the host of it, right?
miniseries. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Completely changed how I cook and really, yeah, I need to thank my friend Nathan for getting me that cookbook for my birthday a while back. But yeah. So it's really great so far. I'm only about 50 pages into it, but
Not giving anything away, but my Christmas present for you is currently a cookbook. I think I got you a Christmas a cookbook last Christmas, if I remember correctly. I don't remember.
Dang.
With Wednesday, did you mean y'all slowly watched all of it, or like season one and two, or just season two you watched
Just
slowly?
season two. So we watched the last episode or two of the last season to kind of remind ourselves. And then we watched as the season came out. We just took several weeks between, which I don't think it's even been out for that long, but.
Came out over the summer.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, but they had like a 2 or 3 week break in between in the middle of the season, which
Oh, wow.
Jimmy
And
and Chess are doing that now.
we didn't even notice.
Oh,
So
okay.
yeah, we weren't watching that consistently. So yeah, it was good. What about you, Tori? What you watching?
I have been playing Ghost of Yote, which is the sequel to the game Ghost of Tsushima. Probably one of the best games I've ever played. The protagonist is a female this time, and she is out for revenge.
As she should be.
The best kind of dish. So yeah, I've been playing that on and off since it came out. I pre-ordered it like 3 days before it came out. Still got all the pre-order bonuses, as you do. And speaking of shows that are split up over different windows, I've been rewatching Stranger Things because time of recording, the final season comes out in like 6 weeks. And I watched the finale of season three today, and I told Casey, friend of the show, this is the part where the Duffers started making the episodes like mini movies. The finale of season three is 1 hour 18. And then in season four, no episode is shorter than 1 hour and 18.
Jesus.
And I'm just like, okay, so they went full Game of Thrones with this
Holy cow.
show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
The finale of season four is 2.5 hours.
Jesus Christ.
Right? And I think it's probably worse for season five.
It's probably because there aren't any child labor laws
Probably.
against the actors
Probably.
anymore.
Now they're all grown ass adults.
Yeah.
They did a Time magazine cover, and while the pictures are fire, I'll send you all the pictures when we're done. The
I'm gonna
pictures
look
are
it up right now.
fire. They look like a Euro pop group,
Okay.
and I'm just like, while this
Oh.
looks great, when does their Euro album come out?
It does look like that. Interesting.
Don't the pictures look fire, though?
Ooh, the silence is deafening.
Well, no, I was just zooming in and like I only watched the first season, and so And I was like, they
Oh,
look so
they are
different.
definitely not children.
They are not children anymore.
Yo, puberty.
Yeah. So that's funny. But
As Dash would say, they had adolescence. I mean, I'm enjoying the rewatch. It's still a great show. I'm excited to see season five. And I was thinking, like, they are whatever generation we're in. They are the new Harry Potter kids because we saw them start. They were part of a phenomenon, and now they're grown and about to do great things.
yeah, pretty much.
I wish all of them the best. Hey, did you watch Stranger Things? I know Grace only saw season one.
I think I saw like season one and season two. I probably saw some of season three, but it's been years since I watched
Gotcha.
those. So your girl can't remember.
Gotcha. Moving into news, we can hit news really quick. So, Scarlett Johansson is in talks to play Mother Gothel in a Tangled live action movie.
They just be making live action movies.
Oh, yeah. What'd you say, Grace? Are you on board or?
I mean, I'm on board with Scarlett Johansson. I could use less of the live action movies, but
Agreed.
I, you know what? Like, if we're gonna do a remake of Tangled, I want it to be dark. Like, I want it to be sinister.
I would like the prince to be blinded by blackberry bushes.
No.
Like the original. No, I'm just
Okay.
kidding.
Do y'all remember Ever After, the Cinderella retelling with Drew Barrymore?
I
That was
am
live
aware of
action.
it. I never saw it.
Same.
I want like that kind of grittiness.
I'm kind of on board with what Heather was saying with take a little bit of the Disney and the original Grimm's fairy tale and just merge them. Because all of those fairy tales are fucked up in some way.
Oh yeah.
Like in Cinderella, one of the sisters ends up cutting her heel off to try and fit the shoe, and it still doesn't work.
Yeah, I
So,
think the other one cuts her toes off too.
yeah.
Or something.
It's Disney, so it's not going to go that dark, but they can give it a little bit to get it a, borderline PG-13. Like, whatever gets it out of PG-13 into PG, do that, but make it dark.
I mean, they made Mulan into like an actual like war movie, didn't they?
It was a very bloodless war movie, but yes.
Yeah.
Watching that the other day, I was like, oh, there's no blood in this.
Yeah.
But people are getting stabbed everywhere.
It's Disney magic, you know. It just Carterizes somehow.
Clearly, the filmmakers have never been to war. So,
Mm-hmm.
but the director for Tangled is Michael is supposedly still Michael Gracey, who was the director for The Greatest Showman. And I mean, that had great performances. So we'll see.
Has anyone heard ScarJo sing before?
Great question.
That is a good point.
Because I'm wondering if it's going to be like another crap. What's her name? Emma Watson
Oh, ooh.
with Beauty and the Beast.
She's released her own music.
Scarlett Johansson has?
Apparently.
I
Good for
remember
her.
hearing her sing in Her, because she played the AI in Her, and the AI wrote a song that ScarJo was singing.
Oh, okay.
She was all she's also performed songs in films such as Sing and Sing 2.
All right.
I was just talking about seeing the other day with Jaina.
Well, then good, because Mother Gothel has some songs, so
The production of this movie was paused due to Snow White's failure, but it was spurred back into production because Lilo and Stitch made $1 billion. And I think that this is an incongruous statement because it's not like people are who watch these movies are like, oh, I love Snow White. People love Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Not so much Snow White. This has the makings of another Gal Gadot as the Evil Queen scenario. Like an actress that people kind of like, kind of tolerate going for a villainous role because
I mean,
villains get to eat that much in
yeah,
these movies.
I think a lot of people like Scarlett Johansson. She's the highest paid actress in the world right now.
But that's because she's in a lot of franchises. She was just in a Jurassic Park movie, for Christ's sakes.
True.
Did that movie make money because it's Scarlett Johansson, or did it make money because it's a Jurassic World movie?
world may never know.
Moving on. I think Tori hates ScarJo, but it's fine.
I'm on the fence.
I've had dreams about her, so you know, whatever.
Yeah. I'm with Heather on this.
Now that there are three of us, now we can have a majority one way or the other instead of flipping. But I didn't even say we don't have Heather the coin. We have Heather real now.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Hi.
Yes. Heather in human form. We had a couple of Disney deaths this week.
Ew.
This week we lost Diane Keaton, the voice of Jenny, Dory's mother from Finding Dory. She died this week. I thought I read it was pneumonia, unfortunately.
Aw.
Yes.
Well, that's awful. Yeah.
And then, as I was finishing my notes for this episode, I saw that Samantha Egger passed away. Samantha Egger was the voice of Hera in Hercules, both the movie and the TV show. Hera, the mother of Hercules.
Yeah. Dang.
She was a English actress who has a bunch of stage credits and a bunch of TV and film credits as well. So, rest in peace to both of those actresses. Not big roles, but movies that we love, characters that we liked a bunch. So there's no trailer to segue into the next thing. So I was thinking, and Grace can attest to this for a long time, what were we gonna do for episode 100?
And
We're
at one
gonna
point, we thought we were gonna collect our favorite parts from all the episodes. And I think Tori and I both got to about episode 6 and then forgot about that
Yes.
plan.
Yes. That's a we have a lot of episodes to go through and just pick our
Yeah,
favorites.
turns
My
out there were
goodness.
99 episodes that you would have had to listen
Right.
to
Yeah.
figure out your favorite parts.
Exactly.
Plus some
Exactly.
minisodes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. But I remembered that there was a meme a while back that was, what if Disney was a high school and there were pictures of characters and subjects? And I'm like, ooh, that sounds fun. So through the wonders of AI, I compiled a list of several subjects and several staff positions. And we, and a couple of former guests who graciously lent their time to speak and pick staff members and subjects, we have staffed a Disney high school, our own Disney high schools. I have a full list. Grace has a full list. Heather is going to give her comments. And I am going to play some clips from some of our former guests. Former guests, we have John Pickett, Alyssa Moreland, Curtis and Gina Perry, Deanna Franklin, Casey Polk, Carrie Burkett, and Ruben Martinez. Shout out to them, some previous guests who wanted to play but couldn't. I couldn't figure out a way to get us all on this episode and it not take 5 hours.
Air.
And also, shout out to Amber Fox and Tim Powell. They schedule conflicts, but they send their love. They send their congratulations for episode 100. Not every guest got the same list of subjects, but everybody picked a principal, an assistant principal, and a school mascot. We're going to read all of those at the end of the episode. But we are going to start off this list, and I guess we'll just go sub with subjects alphabetically. We're going to start with algebra. Grace, who did you pick to teach algebra in your Disney high school?
I picked Scrooge McDuck because I
Mm.
play Dreamlight Valley and Scrooge is all about the money. And so, yeah, I thought that made sense.
He's good with numbers.
Good with numbers.
With all of these math subjects, I feel like all the math stuff was kind of eating off the other's plate. I picked Cornelius Robinson from Meet the Robinsons to teach. Smart guy all around. I'm pretty sure he could teach every math or science subject.
I could see
So,
that. Yeah.
yeah. Let's see what Carrie said for algebra.
There was nobody else. I couldn't think of anybody else. It was Ludwig von Drake. Ludwig von Drake is an older Donald Duck-esque character. He's a genius. He's good at everything. And he does like the music movies from way back in the day. Love Ludwig von Drake. Even though he's wild out there kind of choice, he would make algebra fun in the only way that you could even attempt to make algebra fun. He would make songs about it. And I am not a person who is good at math, so I think Ludwig von Drake is the only way I could have learned from anyone in Disney. Nobody's good at algebra in Disney except for Ludwig von Drake.
Yes, that's a great reason.
I think Ludwig von Drake and Scrooge McDuck are great picks. They would play off of each other. And let's think like they're on the same faculty, they're in the same department. Like they would either get along or they would have terrible beef with each other.
Yeah, no in between. I can definitely see that.
All right, so let's move on to art. Who did you pick to teach art class?
Rapunzel, so much painting and lots of time. She almost taught home ec, but she didn't because she was stuck at home and she had to do all the things. But she was still passionate about art, and so and also in Dreamlight Valley, she has this little easel that she just pops up literally anywhere. She could be in a cave and she's gonna pop up her easel. It's Rapunzel.
She sounds like the map maker in Ghosts of Yote. Like there's just a map maker just out in the wild. Like, I'm mapping out, here's a new map for you. I'm like, bro, there's a volcano right there. What the hell are you
Yeah.
doing? How are you here right now?
How did you get here?
Yeah. I picked Cruella de Vil to teach art because,
Yeah.
and this is strictly, I missed some steps. We were from these picks, we all picked strictly, and I haven't seen Grace's list, so she may not have followed these rules. We went straight animated.
Yeah,
These,
I did say animated.
okay, these are all animated characters. Some are from TV shows, most of them are from movies. Disney, Pixar, Nightmare Before Christmas, a Goofy movie. Doesn't matter as long as they can speak. It doesn't matter if they're an animal. They count.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely have one that is not an animal and does not speak.
That's completely fine. Oh wait. We'll talk about it when we get there. I picked Cruella de Vil for art class based on the idea from the live action version because Emma's
With the beads.
no, the character is a good artist. So I'm like, oh, if she's a fashion designiner, odds are she's probably good at drawing things.
Yeah, because she has
So
to. That tracks.
that was my thought process.
Well, and I
But
think even in the animated movies, like she was drawing the dresses and stuff like that, and then she would start adding the spots, and then she went
yes.
kind of cray cray.
Yeah. She yeah, you're right. You're right. Let's see what Gina said as her art pick.
I had a few artists down from Disney show like Jane, Ember, kind of had Isabella in there for a little bit. But an art teacher needs to have multiple skills of art. And as her first song, she sings about quite literally all the different types of art she does. So I think Rapunzel would be a skilled artist for our high school.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks,
So
Gina.
Gina agreed with you in a pick for art teacher. Next subject, astronomy. Grace, who'd you have to teach astronomy class?
Hades, 100%, no doubt in my mind. He's just waiting for the planets to align.
Okay, that's
That's,
fair.
yeah, no, that's true.
Let's see what Deanna's pick was for astronomy before I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. I'm not gonna go in the same
Was
order every
good,
time.
For astronomy, I picked Dr. Delbert Doppler from Treasure Planet because he's an
Oh.
astrophysicist, I believe, or an astronomer of some sort, but I feel like of the Disney characters, he would be the most qualified for the position. I think he would be like one of those, like, we somehow got this guy from Harvard. We don't know how, but he works at this school. And he'd be a really fun teacher as well, I think.
Yeah.
I agree. There are so many picks for there are so many good picks for astronomy.
Yes, yeah.
Let's see what Casey said.
Astronomy, I picked Zeus. The idea with that one would be he gets the interview by bragging about, like, I know the people who put the stars up there. Come on. Like, networking. And then he gets the job by offering Mount Olympus as the observatory. And the school's like, free observatory. Yes, please. He also probably would end up having Apollo and Hermes be the substitute teachers because he would be like, yeah, no, this is like a once a week class, right? I just do it for an hour once a week and get bored very quickly.
I could see that.
Olympus would be a really dope observatory too. I made my list right after our most recent episode, which was Lilo, Elio, and Stitch. So my pick to teach astronomy was Elio. Yes, a 12-year-old child is going to teach at a high school. So I like everyone else's ideas better though.
That's why you wanted to go last, was because you were like, everyone
Yeah.
else's idea was better than mine, so.
Yeah. Switching things up. For biology, I had Dr. Finkelstein from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Because, God, did I base this on Kingdom Hearts or did I base it on. No, I based it on the movie. He made Sally. He made a whole, like, human out of leaves, what looks like, and science. So, I
And
mean,
Disney magic, duh.
yeah.
I had someone else for this, and I just changed it because I found a better place for her. But I think Finkelstein is absolutely like that makes so much sense. That's my vote. I vote for that too.
Let's see what John Pickett said for biology.
I have four written down, and they kind of, I guess
Ooh.
it's all kind of like different areas of biology. First one is Jane from Tarzan. She brings like the animal experience into it.
She's who I had.
In the movie. And then this one was maybe the most out there because of her ability to be in touch with nature, Pocahontas. She probably knows a thing or two. She talks to trees. She can ask them, you know, what's going on, you know? And then looking at like maybe underrated movies and backup characters in them, Dr. Sweet from Atlantis can help on the human side of things. And I thought he was just a really like nice guy, you know, was very helpful with the other with Milo joining the team, and I think like kids would really latch on to him. And then I don't know if biology would be the best for this one. I mean, I guess it would work. But I was just thinking of like teachers in movies. Mr. Ray from Finding Nemo. Thought he was just really good with those the fish. And he took them around and was showing them like the coral and stuff, right? So that I feel like that's biology. I think that could work.
I like Mr. Ray for that.
I remember asking John, do they just put him in a tank? So you just saw Wednesday. Do they just put him in a tank like the professor's head and they just wheel him around and he just teaches?
Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think that's brilliant.
What did Alyssa say about
I
biology?
suppose Jumba could be a good biology teacher. He's got enough knowledge of biology to create a billion, like at least 626 new, entirely new creations.
Jumba would be a good pick. Let's jump to chemistry.
What did you put for chemistry?
I picked Honey Lemon from Big Hero 6 for chemistry. Because she does all of those equations and everything when they're in the field on the fly. So give her prep. She's like Batman. Give her prep time and she can do anything.
Well, she also isn't she the one that also like makes those things that she like she, like it's like her weapon, quote
Yes.
unquote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grace, who did you have for chemistry?
I put Evil Queen. I really wanted to stick to
Oh, from Snow White.
potions on this one. Yeah, the Evil Queen from Snow White. I really wanted to stick to potions. So this could be Yzma. Not really Hades because he just kind of like conjures that potion. But yeah, I think Evil Queen for chemistry. I don't feel super strongly about it.
Okay. Let's see who Curtis picked for chemistry.
Honey Lemon from 06. I was like, if anybody's gonna be chemistry, it's gotta be Honey Lemon.
So he agrees with me. Dope. What did Ruben say for chemistry?
I chose Honey Lemon from Big
Oh,
Hero 6 because
see.
she gives that super intelligent, super nerdy kind of vibe. And if I remember correctly, she does in fact love chemistry in Big Hero 6. Again, very smart, very nice, and would probably be a killer teacher.
I clearly haven't seen Big Hero 6 recently enough.
I had to stop myself from just picking people from Big Hero 6 to do all of these classes.
I'm trying to think of like I'm trying to think of Disney people that have cauldrons.
The Black Cauldron. The Horned also, King is your chemistry teacher.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
I kind of love that.
That'd be chaotic as hell.
In like Snape's dungeon.
Ooh, exactly. Or Ursula.
Ursula. Oh. True. Oh, you just want it. Yeah, Ursula. I have her somewhere else in this, but yeah, she would be a great one.
The only subject that I didn't ask multiple people about, or really anybody, because it's pretty obvious, was cooking class, because I have Tiana teaching cooking class.
Oh, yeah.
I also have Tiana. Matt's first response was Remy.
Yeah, I was going to say also. Okay.
I think, and I didn't pick her for this. I think because it was in the meme. I tried not to pick anybody from the meme, except for there's one that there's no other option. but Remy is a good choice. I almost thought of Tiana for home ec, but I didn't.
Me too.
Next subject is drama.
Ursula.
Oh, Ursula?
Ursula.
Okay.
There we go.
Based off of a drag queen.
Drama class. I'm going to say Pleakley from Lilo and Stitch. Pleakley's got the costume thing down, creates a character for every fake disguise that they make. Like,
yeah.
Pleakley would be a great drama teacher.
And that was that Alyssa?
Yeah, it was Alyssa. Okay. Who did Casey pick?
Drama had to be Ursula. No other choice. She paints for the back rows. She sings for the back rows. What else do you need? She'd also be like messing with the kids a little bit. Just inciting a little bit of drama.
You got it.
Here and there. She's got to be a little bit of a villain.
Ursula is not a bad pick.
Also, I feel like of teachers that are likely to most work outside the rules or outside the norm, like... drama's one of those.
100%. Yeah. Well, then, I mean, she talks about body language and stuff too. So, I mean,
She knows. She knows game. Mm-hmm. My pick, though, was Genie from Aladdin.
That's a good one.
I think Genie would be the, I think he would be a great drama teacher. Nothing against Ursula. I think they could both work together. But Genie was my pick.
Genie would be like the nice one, the like nice goofy one, and Ursula would be the one that just like teases and like jabs, you know?
Yeah.
But like they both get the job done.
Next is earth science, and I went a little highbrow with this. I picked also geology. I picked Doc from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs because they're mining for diamonds. Mm-hmm. I guess he's also maybe the smartest dwarf, so he probably knows something about geology. Grace, what'd you pick?
Moliere.
Ah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
For science / geology, and that would be Gaten Moliere, also known as Mole.
Yep.
We're going to another Atlantis pick because it was also obvious to me. He's one with the dirt. He gets upset when you disturb the dirt.
Who picked that?
That was Deanna, and yeah, as soon as she said it, I'm like, yeah, that was the actual answer.
Yep.
So,
yep. Nicely done, Deanna.
Okay, so this next one, I don't remember what we all picked, but I hope we all have the same answer. Grace, who do you have to teach English?
Milo. And I don't still feel strongly, and I do acknowledge that there was a better pick. So I'm just going to accept defeat on this one.
Let's see what Carrie said.
So for English, I picked Belle because I think a love of reading would be important. Yeah. And she would just be the person who really loves talking about books with other people. I had considered Jane Porter a little bit, but decided not to. But Belle just loving literature, I think, would be a big point in her favor.
I put Kronk. For some reason, it just made sense because, you know, he not only does English, but, you know, he's got his own troop where he's teaching Squirrel. I'm like, yo, he seems like he's just going to be the language teacher in general. He's very articulate, and I feel like he would really vibe with the class, and they'd be able to, like, connect with this teacher.
And he has his own soundtrack, you know?
What? Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the same wavelength as Carrie. I also picked Belle. who was the only person from the meme that I picked the same category as. Mm-hmm. Belle is the obvious choice. The only other staff position that also was obvious that didn't make the list was there was no librarian spot
that we picked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She would be the librarian too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, next subject is a weird one because Grace wanted some weird subjects. extraterrestrial studies. Let's start with John.
Again, I have two, and I think we need to have both of them. Jumba and Pleakley. Mm-hmm. Pleakley does so much research, and he's also just a nicer general person. You know, he'll be good with kids. But Jumba is like the, I guess, the brawn behind everything. But he could also get kind of sketchy. So you got to watch him if you're a principal in charge of him.
Agreed.
I put Lilo because there was really only two choices. And I think Lilo showed her teaching abilities when she was trying to teach Stitch to be a good person, mm-hmm, or model citizen.
Yeah.
Grace, who did you pick?
I had Elio.
Okay.
And so, like, I don't fault you for putting him in. Yes, he's really young. But I think he's a great person because he's going to continue researching. And he's active in the community.
True. I think I had Elio before I moved him to astronomy. Because mm-hmm, my pick is Jim Hawkins from Treasure Planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
I think he and Elio are kind of similar. Elio has had interaction, and Lilo, have had interactions with more peaceful aliens. Mm-hmm. And Jim Hawkins is only dealt with dogs, like mm-hmm, rough aliens.
Like literally pirates.
Well, but Elio also dealt with some rough aliens.
Oh yeah, the Glordon, whatever Glordon was, that, yeah, you're right. His dad wanted to kill everybody. Mm-hmm. So next we have foreign language. Grace, who'd you pick for foreign language?
Okay, so at first I had Mirabelle, and then I changed it to Jane. And really, I think Jane could be foreign language or biology. So mm-hmm, Google tells us that she's an ethnologist. She's studying gorillas with her father, but then another search said that she's an ethnolinguist. So I think it's really, you know, could go either way.
I like the Jane pick. I picked Milo Thatch from Atlantis because he studies dead languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He probably knows even more about the live languages too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have Milo Thatch for mm-hmm, foreign language because he's a linguist and he was able to like learn a dead language and be able to mostly speak it. And he did that all on his own. And I think he'd also kind of be one of those teachers that's like really into his subject, mm-hmm, but his students are like bored with him kind of thing, or think he's really dorky. But I feel like he'd be also a fun teacher just because he's passionate about language and teaching it. And I think he'd be excited. Like, I could envision him having like a couple of students that are like the teacher's pet, that are like the little nerds that learn Elvish or things like that. Like, those would be his like favorite students.
Milo probably knows Elvish.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I would think so.
Just in his free time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and we're introduced to him basically giving a lecture to fake people.
Yes.
Because he's like, you know, trying to figure out his proposal and stuff to his bosses.
Yeah. You got to practice.
You got to practice.
Grace, who did you pick for geography? Who's your geography teacher?
Carl from Up. And I have to thank Matt for this one. I think it's a great pick.
Okay. That's a good pick. Shout out to Heather because I picked Captain Hook from Peter Pan.
Ah.
Because mm-hmm, he's a captain.
That's a great call.
He sails a ship. He knows the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What was Carrie's pick?
Milo Thatch. That was honestly just another immediate. Yes, he's a linguist, and yes, that's his area of expertise, but he knows, like, he has the whole Ireland versus Iceland thing. He loves travel. And being a linguist, he doesn't just know languages. He is very interested in cultures and knows all this different stuff about cultures. And I taught geography for about 6 years. And I think knowing about the people, and I guess like anthropology would be kind of mm-hmm, something that he was good at. Mm-hmm. I think those things would lend well to teaching geography, yeah, because he likes not just landforms, but the people in places, mm-hmm, and learning about culture.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
This is another one where I probably overthought it. Who did you have for geometry?
I have to thank Matt for this one too. Tamatoa.
What? Show your work.
Because diamonds. Because facets. Because he has to understand facets because of the shiny things.
What?
Huh.
Okay. Okay.
really what Matt said was like, oh, the crab from Moana is like, and so I just started writing Tamatoa and he's like, huh? And I was like, that's his name, Tamatoa.
You remembered the name.
I did. Well, it's also in the song.
True. Mm. It's like the first or second word.
Yes, it's the first word.
Yeah. Who did Casey pick for geometry?
For geometry, I chose Bing Bong. Inside Out, there's
a whole thing where they get
turned into the abstract concepts and he literally becomes a shape. So that's his CV for that one. I've been a shape. I know shapes.
I love her description. I also love that's Heather's great. Reaction.
Well, no, because anytime I think of Bing Bong, I get sad.
True.
It really is, like, guaranteed to make me cry.
Fucking take her to the moon for me. Blech!
Who?
I'm gonna throw up. Sorry, what?
Oh my gosh. Heather, we got to get you back for our next episode because I have to ask you if you've seen Inside Out 2.
I have not.
Oh my gosh. Heather, can we do a live watch of Inside Out 2, please?
We have to do it Struck in Disney.
It would have to be during my winter break. So December.
I can work with that. What did Ruben say for geometry?
Milo Thatch from Atlantis.
He's a popular pick.
He's so smart.
Very smart, very nerdy. He often, you know, kind of goes on tangents, which if you've ever been stuck in a math class, you know the teacher also doesn't really want to teach math and will oftentimes kind of go off on their own about whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But I think ancient architecture and geometry kind of have a mix there because a lot of the like old ancient architects use like the golden ratio and things like that when creating their things. And I feel like architecture, history, and geometry kind of have a little bit of a siblinghood there.
Yeah.
It's a stretch, but yeah, I can see it. Mm-hmm. Milo's just so smart. He can do everything.
Really, truly, yeah.
So my pick was, and I have to be specific, I picked Buzz Lightyear to teach geometry. But the Buzz Lightyear from the movie Lightyear.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one who was doing trigonometry on the fly in his in his ship.
I don't think I saw that, but I believe you.
He's military smart. Grace, who do you have teaching history?
Quasimodo.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of time to read about the world.
True.
True.
He's probably experienced a lot of it, especially in France.
Well, maybe not experienced from his tower, but, you know.
He's probably
seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Deanna pick?
This is a fun one. For history, I chose the Muses.
Ooh.
Because from their film, I think they are experienced in teaching history. I think they would also make it very entertaining because I feel like growing up history was one of the most boring subjects. Like I was not interested in history at all. I was more of a science math person. I think they would make history very fun. They would make it like a musical and it'd be easy to learn for people like me who like respond to music very well of like, oh, I actually remembered all of these significant events in history because they made it into songs.
I.e. Hamilton.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I would love for the Muses to teach me history through gospel. That would be brilliant.
Please, that'd be amazing.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Will someone please make a YouTube series of the Muses teaching history through gospel?
Yes.
On the flip side, I chose the Fates to teach history.
Yeah.
Because they know everything.
Yeah.
They know everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be so creepy. It would be. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of like the muses are teaching the lab for that class.
If you can survive the lecture and make it to the lab, you're fine. Yeah. And with
just
them being,
just don't give them scissors. You know.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah,
what's wrong with these scissors?
You're about to, I'm going to fail you. And not only am I going to fail you, I'm going to kill you. Give me the scissors.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're dead.
They did have to share a single eyeball between the three of them.
And they just keep the eye in a jar on their desk. Oh, it's so creepy.
So I can just watch everybody.
The only one that really made sense to me out of like all the Disney characters I was thinking of that kind of screamed history teacher at me, Zazu. He's teaching Simba everything that he needs to know about the history of the land and things like that, as well as watching over him. So I'm like, you really make the most sense as a history teacher. Like, there's other characters out there, but like Zazu, he's got the knowledge and he's dealt with various types. And he's not one to kind of back down either. He's not going to win every argument because he's like the smallest guy of the group in that movie. But like, he makes the most sense as, you know, a history teacher.
Yeah.
For home ec, I picked Cinderella.
Yeah.
I initially had Rapunzel, and then I moved Rapunzel. Do you want to play someone else before you get to me?
Yes. This is Alyssa's pick for home ec.
Home economics is obviously Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove. Skills, cooking, cleaning, literally any kind of skill that you might need. Somehow he has it. He, even talking to squirrels, you know, he was basically a Girl Scout troop leader by the end of the movie. He's got all of the skills. You see him in the kitchen. He can handle chaos, but he clearly likes to teach because at the end of the movie, you see him teaching all of the kids in the Girl Scout, Boy Scout troop setting. That one just feels right.
Yeah. No, I can definitely see that.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Who did you have for home ec?
I had Goofy.
Okay. Because he has to clean up. He has to clean up after Max all the time.
He has to clean up. I just imagine him like teaching how to vacuum and getting wrapped up in the cord, and like wearing a cute little pink apron with frills, flipping pancakes, and sewing with a needle. But he pokes himself and goes, "Oh, nope, oh."
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be like a very wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see him having, like, he has all those, most of his shorts are, or the modern shorts anyway, are how to do X, which would work well for home ec also.
There's like a YouTube series that's like, Dad, how do I? Or something like that. And it's this dude that just like does, you know, and like just like makes these YouTube videos of like, here's how you change a tire, you know, like stuff like that.
Those are nice. Mm-hmm, love technology. Mm-hmm. Technology used for good.
Yeah.
Another strange subject, magical studies, because Disney.
Disney magic.
Who did you pick for magical studies?
I had Elsa, but then as we're talking about it, I also like Jafar.
Ooh, okay.
For sorcery.
I picked Barley Lightfoot from Onward.
Okay.
Because he is the most learned. He's the most like hyped about magic. Mm-hmm. And those who cannot do, teach. And he's not magical, but he taught his brother Ian how to do all of the magic stuff that he does. So, props to him for, you know, his passion. And like Ruben said about Milo and math, like he's passionate. He would be super passionate about it. But honestly, I think Gina has the best pick for magical studies.
Mickey from Sorcerer's Apprentice.
I think
he would be a great sorcerer teacher person of magical studies.
He was my first pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sorcerer Mickey I think he's the right pick. Yeah. Heather, thoughts?
No, I agree.
Maleficent is also a good pick.
That would also be a very good one.
I like the idea of having like dark arts too. So maybe Jafar and Maleficent co-teach dark arts.
Yeah, no, literally. Yeah. I mean, and they both got reptiles because she turns into a dragon and then he's got a cobra. Like really, snake staff, you know?
Yeah, really. And like Gothel is teaching spells and curses and like Evil Queen is teaching potion. Yeah, we've got a whole magic school going on.
And it's Disney, because every other villain is either a capitalist or some sort of sorcerer.
Wow, that's synthesized.
Walt had a type, okay?
Damn, okay.
I think another easy topic, music. Who do we have teaching music? Grace, who do you have teaching music class?
I put Mickey for this. My first thought was Sebastian.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I landed with Mickey.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
I think both of the people that I'm about to play picked the same person.
I think none suit the music teacher motto better than the actual music teacher, Joe Gardiner from Soul. He is 10 out of 10.
Duh.
Didn't get super appreciated in life, but we do appreciate him and the movie that he was in.
Is Joe Gardiner too easy? Yeah, like Joe Gardiner. I mean, he was not just because he was a music teacher in the movie, but because I'm a music teacher. So I just identified with like the daily struggle that he kind of felt like at the very beginning of the movie. But he still had that spark in him that wanted to be a musician as well, which I kind of vibe with since I like got a master's and everything. So I just relate to him really well. But he also just was able to inspire the kids anyway. Like the girl that wanted to quit with the trombone, he was able to easily like sort of talk her out of that and just by showing her love of music. And I thought that was just really neat. And so I think he would be an excellent choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also picked Joe Gardiner, and I think Joe Gardiner wasn't the person in the meme. The person in the meme was the Rose from Fantasia, and I'm like, what?
Huh.
I didn't get a recording of her, but I want to talk about Gina's answer. She had three different people: someone to teach band, someone to teach orchestra, and someone to teach choir.
Oh, okay.
she had Louis from Princess and the Frog teaching band. Okay. She had Sebastian teaching orchestra, okay. And she had Miguel from Coco teaching choir.
Huh.
Okay.
It's like, she came ready. She's like, I have three picks, and they're all for different like areas. Nice. It's like, go ahead and cook.
Who taught the kittens and the aristocrats how to sing? Was it their mom?
It was their mom.
Mm-hmm. That was the one that came to mind for me, just kind of like off the dome.
I almost changed it to the rooster from Robin Hood because I watched Once Upon a Studio and realized there are so many people that could teach music.
He could teach folk studies.
True. So for physics, who'd you have for physics?
Buzz Lightyear. I mean, like, from the Buzz movie, but also just from Toy Story, because he has to figure out how to fly without actually being able to fly.
That is very true.
Who'd you have?
I have Gogo Tamago from Big Hero 6.
Okay.
Because her whole thing is, you know, physics and motion and, yeah. And plus, she would be so cool. She would be that cool teacher that rides a motorcycle and, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think she just has a regular... No. She would ride her magnetic levitation bike to school and kids would think it would be the coolest thing ever.
For physics, I think Carl from Up, because he has great applied physics. He raised a house with balloons. I figure he's also probably very grouchy and ready to retire. So he'd be trying to onboard somebody else. So the person I think that's being onboarded onto the job is actually Merida from Brave. She'd just be shooting arrows and stuff. And be like, this is applied physics. Now try to get into a little boat and not tip it over. Now try to get into a boat as a bear. Physics.
That's great. I did write down Carl at first for physics. That was my first pick. But yeah, I think Matt is the one that convinced me that Buzz is the better option.
I think they're both good options.
Yeah, me too.
I do like her addendum with Merida as like the TA who's training to take over the job.
Yes, I think it's brilliant.
Who do you have for shop class?
This was another Matt pick, the seven dwarves collectively as one.
Okay. We just rotate.
But I also think Geppetto would be good.
I had Maurice from Beauty and the Beast. Maurice is Belle's dad. I can't remember who I picked. I think I was going to pick Hero from Big Hero 6. But I wanted, and this is when I was picking a lot of Big Hero 6 characters. So I was like, let me pick someone else. So I was like, oh, Maurice is an inventor, and he did the whole machine that chops wood. So he knows game. So that was my pick for that.
Shop class, I debated a little bit on, but I ultimately chose Tinkerbell. Because while in Peter Pan, this is not addressed, in the later Tinkerbell films, Tinkerbell is a tinker fairy. That is her talent. She knows how to build things. She's basically like a little engineer, and she can kind of make whatever she needs. And so if you've seen those movies, she's like really handy and really creative. And I feel like she could help the students build whatever they want, like either from wood or from whatever. Like she'd be very small, so she'd have to do a lot of pointing and gesturing for like if these were like normal human sized students, or we could project her or something. But I think she's a very skilled tinker fairy, so I think she would be very good at teaching other kids who want to learn how to make things.
I think that's a great pick.
I did not know that's what she was.
Yeah, me neither.
I just learned something. And of course, I'm as big of a Disney fan as I am, I'm not going to watch the Tinkerbell movies. I'm sorry. I have a couple of gaps in Disney knowledge, but I'm fine with that being one of them. Who did Gina pick for shop class?
Originally, I had a tag team duo of Ralph and Fix-It Felix, but I didn't really like that. Oh, I felt Felix. Like some ingenuity, and so I think Flick would be a really good woodshop teacher. He clearly demonstrated his knowledge of building things, even though it wasn't appreciated. I think Flick would be a really good choice.
She's talking about Flick from A Bug's Life. That's another out there pick, but I can see the vision.
Yeah, I get it. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Who did you pick for sociology and social studies? And yes, I had to look up, is there a difference? Yes, but for the purposes of what we're doing, they can be taught by the same person.
Yeah. And this is another one that I feel like Jane really should be the pick for this. But I put Robin Hood because I think that sounds fun.
He's a man of the people.
Exactly.
Before I say my pick, I'm going to play Curtis's pick.
I was thinking Milo. He kind of made sense with like his career path and how involved he was in like a lot of the issues within like Atlantis and whatnot in that movie. I feel like he would be a really fun and very involved teacher that would make social studies a lot more interesting for those not that interested in social studies.
That's fair. For my pick, and I'm going to look up the difference between sociology and social studies so I can make my point. Social studies is a broad introductory term for subjects like history, geography, and civics, while sociology is a specific scientific discipline within the social sciences that focus on the scientific study of society, social behavior, and social structures. If you have a teacher that's going to teach both of those things, I think the perfect teacher is Mufasa.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
Because he understands the past, he understands the kingdom, he understands the way of the land and how everything has to work together. I think there are few people who can bring the importance and gravitas to teaching that subject than Mufasa.
I think that's a really great pick.
And then on the flip side, for speech class, I picked Scar. In speech class or public speaking, Scar is, for kind of those same reasons, I think few people make speeches the way Scar does.
Not necessarily that they're good.
If you want to learn unique. Yes. If you want to learn how to speechify, Scar is probably a good teacher to have. Who did you pick?
I picked Jack Skellington because he got everyone on board with them not really knowing much and him not really knowing much. And and sometimes that's what public speaking is about. So yeah, I picked Jack. And I can imagine him as a coach for public speaking.
I was thinking he, like, when you said he got the people on board, like, he has a motivating energy about him when he speaks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's all about his passion. Because whenever he speaks, he's all the way bought in, whether it's for Halloween or for Christmas. Yeah, he was locked in, mm-hmm. which is another thing you need.
This is one that was really feels more like vibes. Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. My rationale behind that is that he has no other skills other than communication. But you kind of see in the movie that he communicates well enough that he can convince people of things that he really shouldn't, you know, like when they're trying to hide Boo, somehow people believe him. He's got the whole thing going with Celia, makes her fall in love with him. And his whole thing by the end of the movie is teaching people how to be comedians. And really, what is stand-up comedy other than public speaking and communication?
Brilliant.
She makes a good point. It's a great point.
So I have Dory for speech. She is loud. She goes on quite many tangents, bursts out in singing sometimes. But she has a lot of heart, loves everything that she does. And I feel like that as a speech teacher, she would definitely be like the fun kind of blow-off class that speech kind of was in high school. And then my second pick is Tamatoa from Moana. I feel like he would turn his assignments into like these massive freaking theatrical things. And I love his voice too.
Tamatoa would be a great one for drama too.
The combination of Genie, Ursula, and Tamatoa is tough. That's a tough group of drama teachers. Mm-hmm. Last subject. Who do you have for computer class?
I have Hero.
From Big Hero 6?
Yeah.
I almost had him, but I went with Tadashi, older brother. Because he was more mature and inspired Hero to just be better. Who was John's pick?
Wade from Kim Possible. He had an answer for everything and just was so tech savvy. I also went with a movie option, Tadashi from Big Hero 6. He doesn't last very long, but such a great character and such a very helpful guy with his brother.
Yeah, it doesn't at all last very long.
That's dark. Too soon. Who did Carrie say?
My gut instinct of who I thought would be the best person to do this, but then I went, he would be a terrible teacher. He would be the worst teacher. It would not be good. Nobody would have a good time. And that was Syndrome / Buddy Pine. He would be so good at it, but he would be a terrible teacher. So I had to switch off of that because, again, I work at a school. I want the competency. So I switched to Hiro Hamada instead because they have the same level of genius and tech expertise. But Hiro, I think, would be a better teacher and better at dealing with people and not brainwashing people, honestly, in the end. Hiro from Big Hero 6.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. I want the chaos of having Syndrome on this staff, though.
I thought initially maybe for like physics I don't know, something.
He's another one that's very smart and could probably teach is the operative word. Just do multiple things at the school. Maybe have him as tech support, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. That is all of our subjects. And now we're going to get into staff. These are people who don't teach a thing, but they are just around helping out at the school. Who do you have for janitor?
For janitor, I have the broom from Fantasia.
That's actually a perfect pick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked multiple people for the janitor because you can't have just one person. So I'm going to go with the obvious choice first, which was Wally. I think Wally would be for, as I said, obvious reasons. The next would be Jacques from Finding Nemo. Again, for obvious reasons. And then the weird one, I think Ariel
would be a really good janitor.
Oh.
She would just keep all the knickknacks and bobs.
All the prizes.
Throughout. And she would just have her whole like little closet full of them. And I think it'd be adorable.
That's funny.
Ooh, fun fact. When I was looking up info about Diane Keaton, Jacques in Finding Nemo is played by Joe Rampt.
Mm-hmm.
Movie was from 2003. I believe Joe Rampt passed away in 2005. Finding Dory came out in 2016. And there's a cameo from the Tank Gang. Jacques was then played by Joe Rampt's brother. That's so cute. And I did not know. Like, I didn't know that Joe Rampt voiced Jacques. So,
yeah.
I thought that was really cool. Who did John pick for a janitor?
Mo from WALL-E. You know, everything will be perfect. No matter how big or small the mess is, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah. Good call.
I also picked WALL-E from WALL-E. I think if it was a college, you used the WALL-A's, which are the bigger ones that are on the Axiom. Mm-hmm. But I really think that all of these are great picks, but Gina's right. You can't have only one person. And mm-hmm. if you just have multiple brooms, it takes care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I like all those picks. Just a team, put them on the team.
Nice.
For gym teacher, I had Mr. Incredible.
Okay.
Because of how, when you see him playing catch with his son, he just gives off like mad gym teacher energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that I like that.
So I had Mrs. Incredible is teaching track and field.
Okay.
Tarzan is teaching gymnastics.
Okay.
And Ralph is teaching football.
Who did Ruben pick for a gym teacher?
So the first one's the obvious. Mr. Incredible kind of gives like shows his students his glory days back when he was in high school kind of vibes. Has his trophy collection set up in his office and shit. So I just think he'd be a fun guy to have as a gym teacher. And again, that's like the super obvious one. The next one is Kronk from Emperor's New Groove. Because he just gives that like meathead, hilarious kind of energy. And I feel like he would be a joy to have in the classroom from the student perspective. And then my honorable mention is Maximus from Tangled. Just because he can't talk, but he has like, again, like that energy of like, if he were a person, he would be a jock.
It's an interesting pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then Curtis had a pick for gym teacher.
I think the one that made the most sense to me was Phil.
And
all the skills, and honestly, some of them were kind of outlandish and ridiculous. But I mean, when you're training to be a hero, I mean, I guess you just got to do ridiculous stuff all the time. But he just kind of, it was the first thing that popped to mind as a PE teacher. I was like, you make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I had picked Phil too, but then I was like, Mr. Incredible's right there.
He's right there.
You don't need anybody else to pick up all the equipment. He can do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have for as your nurse?
Dory or Mrs. Potts? So Mrs. Potts, just a motherly, caring person. Dory, because did you ever go to the nurse's office and they're like, I like stick a band-aid on it, it'll be fine. And they just send you back.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I had one that was like, called my mom and then she gave me a Sprite. And then she's like, yeah, do you feel better? And I was sitting there waiting there the whole time thinking my mom was coming to pick me up. And I did feel better. And she's like, okay, cool, go back to class. I was like, oh, okay. And that's kind of feel what I, like Dory, I feel like Dory's going to, you know, give you a quick and dirty answer. And then also she's going to act like she doesn't remember what you said. Mm-hmm. Or she's not going to remember what you said. Mm-hmm. You're going to be over it.
Just thinking about it, Dory's actually a really good pick for a nurse or any kind of medical, like any profession where you have to make someone feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because her jobs are, it's literally like make you feel better and then on to the next, because she doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
She doesn't take it in and it doesn't weigh on her.
Mm-hmm.
You're just resetting every time. So yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who Deanna picked for nurse before I say mine.
I chose from the film Atlantis, Dr. Joshua Sweet. Because
he's a doctor.
He is experienced. I think he'd be great with kids because he's got a very nice demeanor. That was, for me, that was an obvious choice.
Yeah.
He's good. Yeah.
The even more obvious choice is the one that I picked. I picked Baymax from Big Hero 6. Because that's his whole primary function.
Whole thing. But
I like Dory and Sweet also. Those are great. The fun one. Who do you have as lunch lady?
Roz. Roz, and it was so immediate, and I can't even really explain why. But Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, man. Wait till you
Please.
Hear
John. Would you like some mashed potatoes? I think I'm making Tori cry.
Oh my gosh. Your Roz, and what voice did you do earlier? There's another voice you did earlier. I'm like, that's my headcanon is your voice for them. Oh man.
Who else I did for a voice?
Who did John pick for lunch lady? I think he had a couple.
I ended up picking three people because you need multiple lunch ladies, right? And I tried to get like different personalities, I guess. The leader, I think the leader needs to be Tiana. Obviously, plenty of cooking experience and owns a top line restaurant. I think that's awesome. I think that she would know what to bring to the table, literally. And then sort of the second one, also with restaurant experience, this one I thought of at the last minute. Like I was looking at this last hour, kind of looking at some of the movies and looking at some other like minor characters. Aunt Cass, Big Hero 6. I was proud that I thought of that one right at the last minute here, but she runs a restaurant and has kids, so she knows the school world very well. So I liked that one. And then this one was like the stereotype of a lunch lady in like a TV show or a movie, you know, it's like this cold old lady, you know, that just kind of dumps slop on your tray and says next. This one has no food experience or anything, but I thought it fit the stereotype very well. Roz from Monsters, Inc. Three lunch ladies. I think that bring all the personalities you need and the food. Hopefully they get some good food out there for those kids.
Next. Yeah. Goofy was the voice I did earlier.
That's what it was. Yep. I didn't know you had a Roz in you.
I didn't either. I don't think of myself as being very good at voices, but she's there.
Y'all, your picks are better than mine. I just chose Kronk. Kronk from the Impersonal Group. Oh, there's another one. Alyssa picked one too.
Lunch lady, I picked Tiana. She's not the stereotype of lunch ladies, which is really, because I was homeschooled, my main exposure is the stereotype. So I thought about characters initially, like there's a cafeteria lady, like cook in Atlantis, and there's like Roz from Monsters, Inc. are kind of that stereotype. But then I was like, no, we want somebody who would actually like make it fun. And so I feel like Tiana, obviously she's a good cook, and I feel like she's got a personality that would make it fun and not just like, this is a boring in between time or whatever, but like, this is actually good food in a place that we want to be.
I think Tiana brings the nourishment for kids. And she's the kind of person that like, if you ever have that kid that something's going on with them at home, like here's an extra like milk or whatever. So you can, you know, or an apple. So you get some nourishment. So yeah, good pick. This one's my favorite. Because I went back and forth about my pick for this one. But who do you have for counselor?
Ka from Jungle Book. Because hypnosis.
You're choosing violence, huh? Woke up and chose violence. Okay.
I also thought Mrs. Incredible would be a good therapist. But
true.
But yeah, Ka.
Do you think the way she kind of psychoanalyzes Screenslaver in Incredibles 2, do you think she has like a psychology background?
Oh yeah, I didn't
think about that, like in the world of
her day job is.
Yeah, or I mean, because I mean, she's kind of a housewife, mm-hmm. but like, what was she doing before that? I mean,
yeah,
before she had kids. I mean, she had, you know, her alter ego.
She's a hero.
Yeah, no. But like, what was she doing? What were they doing before? Because I think like the only person we know about is Frozone. Like, he was a former figure skater, I think. But what does everybody else do? Who did Carrie pick for counselor?
This is one of the ones that I had a little bit of difficulty on. I have chosen either a useful person or a completely useless person. So the useful person is Baymax. Because he does, you know, he was able to sense your heart rate and he's able to sense your distress. And I think that he would be very good dealing with the students and understanding that there is a crisis happening and be able to help. My entirely useless choice is Pooh Bear, because he would be absolutely terrible at solving anything. He would give you honey or candy or whatever, but he'd just be like, oh, bother, that sounds bad. And then not solve anything.
Just I love that.
Work in a school, I have to go with the useful person. I have to go with Baymax, even though my heart wants Pooh Bear. He's just better at it.
I'm here for it.
And then Casey, who is actually a counselor.
So my pick for counselor, I ended up going with a character that actually reminds me of somebody I used to work with. So I went with Aladdin. If you think about it, the counselor is basically, I mean, they're doing some academic counseling at a school, but they're kind of the backup for the assistant principals. Like, they're tag teaming dealing with the problem, quote, children, right? So Aladdin's the perfect person to go, okay, you got detention for stealing from the cafeteria, kiddo. Let's go have lunch together and talk.
My pick for counselor, and I'm really, I've wanted to put him somewhere. My pick was Rafiki from The Lion King.
Okay.
As counselor.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I was either going to have him as the counselor or I was going to put him as an astronomy teacher.
Mm-hmm. That's also a good pick.
Rafiki is, he's the one. He is the one. But you can't hit the kids, Rafiki. You can't. I don't know what that stick is in the corner. Just stop hitting the children.
Don't do it.
Do not hit the kids. That's the bulk of the staff. For this next part, we have a bunch of assistant principals from everyone. And then I guess at the end, me and Grace will give our assistant principal picks and talk about, you know, whoever. For all the guests, I asked for one or two. I think just one assistant principal, even though on our list, Grace and I picked two. Because most high schools have at least two assistant principals to split. Like, in my head, A through M last name, N to Z last name. So there's two assistant principals. Or, like, ChatGPT came up with the whole list of this. And one assistant principal is the academic principal, and the other is the, like, the social principal to make sure everything's going well at home and all that other stuff. So I'm going to start with John and his pick for assistant principal.
Buzz Lightyear. He was a good number two for Woody. So he has no problem listening to authority and following orders and can be intimidating, but also is capable of making his own leadership decisions, and especially the second movie. And then Anna from Frozen. I initially thought Elsa, but I went the Anna direction instead because she's a little more like sure of herself for the most part. And she's definitely the good cop in this situation. She's definitely someone that a child can latch onto, and she will be the fun AP, but is also a great leader and great decision maker.
Agree about the good decision maker part.
Mm-hmm. This is another one that is probably more vibes than anything. I'm going to say Joy from Inside Out. She's got similar qualities to Kida, like the compassion, she loves people. She's really excited about things. I just feel like she doesn't have the... maybe the diplomacy or the administrative skill. So that's why she's assistant principal. So she can learn those things. But I feel like she's got the other people qualities, the relational qualities.
Well, of course, you know, if you're going to have Phineas, you got to have Ferb. Like, you can't have one without the other. And they kind of balance each other out. And so I feel like with their ideas and all the amazing things they're able to come up with together,
it wouldn't make any sense to split them up.
Assistant principal, I chose Archimedes from the Sword in the Stone because I was just thinking in Sword in the Stone, Archimedes, when Merlin was like, I'm off to Bermuda, Archimedes kind of took over and was like, okay, fine, I'll teach the kid, and was kind of the one who was wrangling Merlin the whole time and was kind of the personality of, if it's going to be done right, I have to do it myself. So I feel like as someone who's to execute the principal's like wishes and things, I feel like Archimedes would be ready for that job. I think he'd be very grumpy, and I think the kids at the school would be very like, would make fun of him a lot, and he'd get all puffed up and frustrated. But I think he'd be like good at the job, but frustrated all the time. Because that sounds like just his personality, though.
I picked Bo Peep from Toy Story as well. I feel like her and Jessie get along really well, but they wouldn't like step on each other's toes, because you don't want your assistant principal being too pushy and taking over the role. You want them to be a good secondary and follow your lead. And I think Bo would do that. Plus, in Toy Story 4, she liked being around all the different kids. She didn't want to be owned by one kid. I think an assistant principal, you shuffle through kids every year and you get to meet so many kids. I think she would really enjoy that.
For assistant principal, I chose Woody from Toy Story. He's already kind of that for wrangling all of his little toy buddies, right? Because he's kind of the disciplinarian. He's the sheriff. Assistant principal just ends up doing the discipline stuff. Well, and he has to be able to like do leadership stuff as well, which obviously he's also skilled at. And work as part of a team. That was his whole arc in the first movie, at least. Learn to share some space with Buzz.
I picked Hades for the assistant principal. I decided on a villain. I think Mufasa, you know, he's the one that you want to see, but Hades is the one that you end up seeing. Maybe he doesn't have the same leadership skills as Mufasa. Maybe he's a little hot-headed. But again, I think he is used to dealing with the nitty gritty annoying kind of aspects of the school. He would be getting a lot of the work done. And so, yeah, since he is the Greek god of not death, because that's Thanatos, he's the Greek god of the underworld, he is in charge of running the underworld. So that is, again, all of the day-to-day bureaucratic stuff that'd be dealing with it. And I think he'd be a good assistant principal for that reason.
Nice.
Just like a teacher, Carrie, just teaching us things.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ruben's pick for assistant principal.
So I have Mirage from The Incredibles, because she plays a really good assistant in The Incredibles, kind of gets all of the grunt work done, which is typically the task of assistant principals. They're more hands-on than the principal tends to be. And then I have Roz, another kind of dirty work character turned badass by the end. And then a fun pick would be Pain and Panic from Hercules as like co.
I like the idea of them as janitors too.
Pain and Panic?
Yeah.
Who were your picks for assistant principal?
I picked a dynamic duo, a foiled pair. I picked Joy and Scar.
Oh, wow. Oh my god. So the tragedy, the Greek Shakespeare mask where you have the happy face and the sad face?
Uh-huh.
That's on the door to their office.
Yeah. Exactly. One and I like what you were saying about like people versus academic, like that works. Hype versus disciplinary, that works.
True. True.
Who did you have?
I picked Captain Amelia from Treasure Planet, mm-hmm. and Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
Mike would be a great one.
Just kind of thinking Captain Amelia would be the... I mean, it's kind of a good cop, bad cop, because Amelia would be the one that's... She's the disciplinarian, and Mike is the one at pep rallies trying to hype everybody up when the principal can't do it.
I think I would switch Joy to Mike, and Mike and Scar could run things.
That would be chaotic.
But then I think I would change my principal.
Speaking of principle, I'm not going to go in the same order as what I just did. I'm just going to jump around a little bit. Starting with, let's start with Deanna for principle.
For principle, I chose Captain Amelia, who has experience and is very skilled at commanding a ship, especially as we've seen in Treasure Planet, skilled at being in a crisis and keeping her cool and remaining in charge even when things go crazy. She has that very commanding presence. But she's also like kind of approachable in a way. Like she's very disciplined, but I feel like she's also got a soft side. So I think she'd be a really great principal.
Phineas makes the most sense. You have a lot of those instances, even in the show. Aren't you a little young to be doing this? He's like, yes, I am. They're like, oh, it's good to see a young person being involved in this. It's kind of a difference of like, it's like you have this difference of age, but at the same time, like, there's a sense of respect there. It's like, oh, you're able to do this? Like, wow. It kind of flows with it, and it gives kind of like, I feel like it also gives the school something to kind of like balance out. Like, you have like these older teachers or whatnot, or a mix of age of teachers where they're all kind of like bringing their own experience, but then you have this younger principal that's got a lot of experience and still growing that can constantly keep changing the flow of things.
So to clarify, Curtis picked Phineas and Ferb as his principal and assistant principal.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the show. It's probably a show I should have watched.
For principal, I said Kida from Atlantis. Because she's got people skills. She's been trained to lead her people. And you get to see her do some of it in the movies. She's got the good people skills. She's a good leader. She, I feel like, would have the diplomacy needed to deal with all of the paperwork and the seeming bureaucracy of the public education system. I feel like she's got a lot of compassion for the people that she leads. Those are things that you would probably want in a school principal.
I really like the idea of Kida being a principal. I mean, she's a queen now, so.
Yeah.
What's the, not much of a big jump from there.
I think a good person who wrangles all of these personalities together is Jessie. I put Jessie from Toy Story. I think she takes control of situations all the time because she's unfortunately surrounded by very special toys, and she's most of the time I think her plans are pretty successful.
I think there's only one pick, and it is the obvious pick, but Mufasa from The Lion King. Rest in peace, James Earl Jones. He just exudes leadership energy. I would trust Mufasa with my first, second, and third born. If I saw that he was the principal at the school my children were going to, I would know they were in good hands.
Good point.
It was the first person that came to mind. I think he has excellent authority, but he knows when to be serious and he knows when to be fun. And he is a very good leader. And that is Mufasa from The Lion King. He is the best principal I could think of. It reads a little like Aslan and Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I think, where we have this very gentle, booming voice man who knows when to, you know, show his claws and when to not. But Mufasa, I didn't have any other option.
Mufasa is a really good choice.
Yeah.
So for principal, they have to have some kind of organizational leadership experience. They need to be powerful enough to wrangle literal gods and sea monster women, and hopefully, ideal world, you also need to trust them implicitly that they're not going to harm the children. Where I went with that was Elsa, Principal Elsa. Even on her worst day, you're just going to be like, oh, do not get in a fight today, man. There's an ice palace behind the soccer field again. She's having a bad day.
And then who was John's pick for principal?
Principal Prickly from Recess. I feel like of anyone where you have to be like super obvious about it, the principal should be the one. He knows how school works, so he can handle all that kind of stuff too, like all the background school related things. I loved the movie when I was a kid, the School's Out movie. And I watched it again a few years ago. And as a teacher, I was like, oh my gosh, he's awesome. And how he fights for these kids and just has their back. And I really liked that.
So who'd you have?
I told a couple of the guests this. When I was thinking of principal, I was thinking who is someone that can kind of handle all of the different personalities in school and still make sure everything runs on time and whatever. So I picked Zeus from Hercules. He's the literal king of Olympus.
Zeus is a playboy, though, so I don't know.
That's what assistant principals are for. That's why you have Captain Amelia.
I picked Woody, but I think Mufasa is the right call. But I don't think Scar stays my assistant principal if Mufasa becomes headmaster. But Woody, I think Scar is a great balance to Woody's kind of enthusiasm and chaos. Mm-hmm. Joy might be a little too much up for that combo, but mm-hmm. Yeah, Woody's who I picked.
I think Woody is a good center for that because Joy is the optimist, Scar is the pessimist, and Woody's the centrist of it all, mm-hmm. or the realist, I guess.
Yeah, and Scar's, like, Woody and Joy will get a bit spun up in their energy when they're stressed, and Scar will not. Scar is going to be like, y'all need to calm down. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to reel it in.
And it's a good, if we're going to have two APs and a principal, like, they need to be a good trio of people. Mm-hmm. And you definitely can't have Mufasa be the principal and Scar be the AP because that's... Yeah. No. It's just the movie all over again. Mm-hmm. Look, they're just all the subjects are just wearing letter jackets. That's the only difference. Because we're short on time, I don't think I'm gonna play all of the mascot choices. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play a couple of them that I thought were really funny. So let's go with John's.
Like, a good mascot is one that's not afraid to be stupid and maybe even like hurt themselves a little bit, you know, during an act, you know, or whatever, or fall down to be funny and all that. So I really like this one. Hey, hey, from Moana.
Yes, that's what I picked.
I don't know. That's not the most intimidating mascot name, but I thought Hey, Hey would be a really entertaining mascot to have. He basically is the mascot for the movie.
John, I couldn't say it any better.
Oh, and some of them I asked, like, based on your mascot, like, what's your school's team name? And he said, I guess the Chickens, but that's not really a great name.
Gamecocks. For the mascot, I did come up with a ridiculous, whimsical story. My idea was that the school mascot is Lightning McQueen. How do we have Lightning McQueen be the mascot and not actually learn anything about teamwork, though? My whole story is Lightning McQueen gets caught blowing exhaust in the bathroom. Principal Elsa says, oh, you're a rebel, you're a good kid though, Lightning McQueen, there's potential here, we gotta do something to help you get on the right path. your punishment this time is just gonna be, you have to learn to support everyone else around you. You're gonna be the team mascot. He's not into it. He thinks he is the protagonist of all of this and that this is his whole entire movie as well. They finally have their first game. They play Radiator Springs. The mascot for their team is like the greatest mascot ever. It's Mater. We know that, but he doesn't know that. And blows his socks off or tires off and inspires him. Gets the competitive juices flowing. He decides he's going to be the best mascot ever. Gets super into it and actually like becomes the star of the show to the point that football team, band, cheerleaders, everybody are like, we gotta get this guy out here. He's stealing the show. We don't like this. So they find a way to trick him into being like, oh no, you're not into this anymore. Go away. And like replace him with Doug, the dog from Up.
I appreciate Casey's story.
That's awesome.
Let's see who Deanna's pick was.
So the mascot, I feel like I picked a cheatsy answer because I chose Morph from Treasure Planet. Because one, he's adorable and he can sit on your shoulder and he's just a pink blob. But I think he's got mascot energy. He's very cute. And like he can turn into whatever you want. So he can appear as a football or something else. I don't know. Whatever you need a mascot to do. I think he'd be like entertaining because he can turn into whatever.
True.
obviously Mickey Mouse. Like, it's Disney. The school is Disney. You would think that it'd be Mickey Mouse. He is the ultimate, like, mascot at the park. But Pluto would also be an excellent mascot because he's adorable and he's non-sentient, exactly. So that had me a little worried. And I think, if I can twist the rules a little bit, is Mickey Mouse is the student in the costume, like he is the big Mickey Mouse fursuit, but they have an animal mascot at the school, and that's Pluto. So Pluto's a real dog, but Mickey Mouse is the person in the suit.
Got it. Yes, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But plot twist, Mickey Mouse is actually in a Hey Hey costume.
It's a student in a Mickey Mouse costume in a Hey Hey costume.
And scene.
So your pick was, your school mascot is Hey Hey?
Yes.
My school mascot was Stitch.
Okay.
And the team name are the Experiments.
Nice.
This entire school would be chaos.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone, all the teachers are in lab coats and the kids are just like, I don't know. I'm just trying to make it to lunch. Oh, man. I love it. Thanks to everybody who gave us picks. The creativity, out of this world. I love it.
Yeah, and mad props to you for collecting all of these. It's amazing.
It was so much fun just sitting and listening, because all I did was set everyone up and just let them talk about, you know, their ideas and everything. Mm-hmm. So... It was a lot of fun, and some of these guests, like, I haven't seen them in a while, so mm-hmm. it was really good to talk to them again. I also wanted to, we didn't get to 100, you know, by ourselves, but other guests that we've had so many great guests. Just wanted to shout them out too. Mama Trish, your mom, Ben, Mandy, Kelsey, and Quentin, who were in probably one of my favorite episodes, our I Want Song episode, mm-hmm. where I think, and I may have the clip of it, where Quentin was like, Ariel just wants to fuck. And I was like, oh, this is the beginning of the episode. Oh, no. We got to warm up to it. And Hugh was just on 11 from the start.
I love it.
Oh, man. Dakota, Erica, Casey, and of course, last but not least, Josh from Modern Mouse. Go check out his YouTube. He's doing an Animation 100, where he's talking about 100 animated movies and just like their specialness and everything, what makes them important. Really good series. Wanted to plug Deanna and her Twitch channel, Cameron and Deanna on Twitch. Husband and wife duo, and Ruben's SoundCloud Skyline Productions, where he has a couple of video game soundtracks that he's worked on. Just wanted to give them their props. And I told, I figured out Gina is, I believe Gina and Erica are the only, no, it's just Gina. She's the only guest in our Five Timers Club.
Nice.
Yeah. She's well been done, in Gina. Thank so you. So many episodes. Yeah. She was very proud of it. So, yeah. So, again, happy anniversary to us. 9 years as of October 13th. So, we had to get the original three back. Heather, we're going to have to get you back because I have in our agenda upcoming episodes. And I think this is a good time to announce that we have, what, two more episodes left? And then that is going to be it for Disney Versus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. I have an idea. I have a couple of ideas for what to do for the next two, and I got to run it by both of you. But, yeah, this is episode 100. We got 101, and then 102. And then we're going to hang it up with an option to appear if Zootopia 2 is fire. So,
yes, we reserve the right to come back for unrequested sequels.
But yeah, again, thank you both for, you know, the ride and being here. It took a while to get this together, so I appreciate both of you taking time. Heather, do you have anything to plug? Anything you want to shout out?
I don't know, man. Shout out to good vibes and positive thoughts and
good vibes only.
Good food, you know?
Word.
Yes.
I hope everyone's doing great.
I can get behind that. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes and on Spotify. Please give us a 5-star review, drop a comment, tell us what you think of the show, drop good vibes only, please. If you leave us a good comment and a 5-star review, we will read it in one of our next 2 episodes. as always, thank you for listening, and we will see you next episode.
Bye.
Bye.